Hello, everyone, and welcome back finally to a new episode of Imagination Meditation. For those of you who've been subscribed for a while, I know things have been slowing down, and if I'm being quite honest, I really just started to burn out. So I meditate as part of my job at work, and doing an hour of meditation there and then doing more meditation for myself and recording episodes just was getting to be a bit too much. And to be honest, it felt like I wasn't putting my heart into it. So what I wanted to do is just kind of come back to the podcast in a new light. And right now, a lot of big changes going on in my life, and it felt right to kind of come back. So changing things up just a little bit, nothing too crazy. But in the beginning of each episode from now on, I'm just going to give a little bit of a talk about why we meditate and what to expect from the meditation. So the episodes might be a little bit longer, but hopefully they'll be a little better content and a little easier to digest. And for me, it'll feel less like work and more like a conversation. Just between us friends. So the first thing I always like to do when I meditate is to bring my awareness to the room that I'm in. It becomes so easy throughout our day just to kind of lose track of where we are, what we're doing, even the space that we're in. So whenever I meditate, I try to look around and notice one new thing. So wherever you are right now, and if you're driving or sitting at home or just relaxing outside, look around you and try to notice something that you didn't notice a few moments before. And if you can't, that's okay. Or if right now you're not ready to, that's fine too. But as you move through your day, part of being mindful is to come into the moment. So before we start, and today's meditation is one that I'm pretty excited about. Like I said, I meditate a lot at work, and I use a lot of the same meditations there as here. But this one's one that's brand new. And it's for a special friend who I am wishing well tonight. And I hope that this is a brand new, beautiful part of your life. So to start with our meditation today, go ahead and find a comfortable position, either seated or leaning against a wall or a chair, on a pillow, on a blanket. Find a way that you can be comfortable but still alert. And then try to open up your chest, create an easy space for your breathing, and start to relax. And if your eyes are open, let them gently shut, just at the speed they want to fall. And start to notice your breath. Breathing in and out. Your chest rising and falling. Your shoulders opening as you breathe in. And then relaxing as you breathe out. And start to follow each breath, imagining you can see through you. Follow each breath as it comes in and out. And as you follow your breath, once you start to let go of those other things that are going on, other thoughts and distractions might come up, and that's okay. We don't chase them away. We don't hold them back. We allow the thoughts to enter our mind and then leave. and we come back to our breath. And as you continue to follow each breath, start to imagine your breath as a circle, inhaling and exhaling. Each breath moving around a circle. And it may slow down or speed up. The line may not start and stop at the same point for each breath. Almost like hands on a clock. Water spinning down a drain. Or in our case, the moon in the sky. For a moment, with each breath as you breathe in, imagine the moon filling up. As you breathe out, imagine the moon going through its phases, that circle of the moon moving around with it. And as you imagine the moon getting larger and smaller with each breath, start to expand the scene in your mind. The moon in a dark sky, bright, beautiful stars surrounding it. There are no city lights. You can see the trees, branches reaching up. That inky blue sky. And imagine yourself sitting on a porch, maybe in a rocking chair. The air still warm but cooler than it was all day, allowing you a rest moment. Maybe there's a friend by your side, an animal friend or the spirit of a loved one, or a friend you just miss. And then start to imagine, as you look up in the sky, all the beautiful stars. And each thought or distraction, each emotion that you're feeling, imagine placing it in the sky as a constellation, naming it, putting it in the sky. And instead of trying to hide it, to push it away, using those stars to navigate, even in the dark, using those thoughts, those emotions, the things that in your past maybe have stood out, what felt before like it was the night sky. It's just a star. It's something that now helps you navigate through the night, through the dark times. And each time you glance up from a thought or a distraction, ask yourself, what constellation was that? Was it the constellation of anxiety? The broken heart? A beautiful friendship that's helped you grow? A time in your life that was good? A person that helped you become who you are today? Placing those constellations in the night sky. Occasionally, if you need, you can always take a breath, come back to your moon. And when those thoughts and distractions come up, which constellation was it? And as you move through your day, as you continue to process your thoughts, come back to your constellations. Use them to grow. Use them to navigate. Or just look up at the beautiful night sky that you created through your experiences and enjoy the view. You worked hard to earn it. And as you continue to breathe, as you continue to imagine that night sky, start to notice the way your body feels. Maybe it's the end of your day and you're tired. Maybe it's the start and you're energized. Come back to your breath. Come back to your body. Start to relax. And go ahead and take a deep breath, filling your lungs up all the way. And as you exhale, put a smile on your beautiful face. And go ahead and take a deep breath in. And whenever you're ready, go ahead and exhale. And when it's time, open your eyes and come back to the world. Thank you again, everyone, for joining me today. I greatly appreciate your patience in between episodes. In addition to all the other things going on, we are buying a new house, so I'll have more space to record episodes. Hopefully, I won't need to wait until everyone else in the house falls asleep and I'll have a nice quiet spot I can record. For those of you who listen, who I've met before, either at my job or in passing, I greatly appreciate and love you. For those of you who've stumbled upon this podcast and I don't know your beautiful face yet, I love you too. I thank you all so much. And thank you for taking time for yourself today. Goodbye.